Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, man, beautiful day in the A. There's no doubt about it.
You ever have somebody you can't get off the phone when you're about to come back a commercial?
It happens, man. It does. And I, you know what? And this is not me saying, like, I'm a big deal. Kind of a big deal. But literally, when you tell people, hey, on the radio, it's like they don't believe you. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm about to do a live show. I got to get back on the radio.
Right.
And they don't believe you. And so they're like, really? Where at? It's like, I don't have time for this right now.
I got a buddy, my boy Dave Powers. He does really sound like King of the Hill, Day-Day. I kid you not. And when I first went to FSU, we became buddies, and he's like, I ain't never met nobody from New York City. And I said, well, I never met nobody from Vicksburg, Mississippi. But anyway, Carlos, you're coming back from break Day-Day. He's like, so yeah, his wife, Jesse can't make it on Friday. They were going to come over. We were going to grill.
Yeah.
And then we'll drive down to Tallahassee for Miami, Florida State on Saturday.
Big game.
And I'm like, all right, Dave. And so the music's playing, and Carlos got his headphones on. I'm like, all right, I got to go, Dave. So, well, if you want me to, I can bring some steaks. No, Dave, I got steaks. I'm like, well, no, because otherwise I know you like that. Dave, I got to go.
Bring the mac and cheese.
Dave, I got to get on the radio. Yeah. Like, all right, well, if you got to go. Yeah, I got to go. So that's what was happening as we're coming back, so.
It happens, man. But he's a good dude. He's a good dude. Do you guys get it figured out? You're going to talk to him later?
I think he'll probably bring a couple of steaks, a bottle of nice Cabernet, or maybe a Pinot. He's the one who starts every story. Like, it was back in 95. I was working down at Fort Walton Beach. I had this jet ski concession. Come to think of it, it might have been, no, it was 94. Actually, I was in Panama City.
Would you and get like, to the story?
And, like, and I once drove with him from Houston, Texas. I picked up a car at some wholesaler.
Yeah.
They flew up. And so Dave and I, we went to LSU, Georgia on the way back at Baton Rouge. And then we went through all these back roads in Mississippi. And you know, we went down to the Beau Rivage. And he's just, and it's like literally 4 hours of those stories. It's like what's that line from finish the story?
Get to the story.
And what's the line? What's the line? No, from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You know, when you tell a story, have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
I agree. Get to it, man. But that game, by the way, since you mentioned it, what's going to happen this week? Look, if Florida State loses.
Well, that's it.
All this talk about we back.
Then you and I can go down for the Pittsburgh game because no one else is going to want to go.
But if they win.
Right.
It is a statement game. And I think Castellanos, did you hear him saying, I can't wait till we storm the field again? He's already talking that noise.
Well, Miami, the argument, and we'll talk more about this on Friday, but I can tell you right now, that one of the picks is going to be the over in that game because Miami has given up a lot of points. Their defense is not, I think, what people think it is based on who they've played. Certainly their best was against Notre Dame, and Notre Dame, you know, that's a major, you know, resume builder, certainly. But I think Florida State will have to battle because the Virginia game on Friday night, Wes Durham's coming, speaking of ACC sports in a bit, that's the first game where Gus Malzahn couldn't handle the blitz.
Yeah.
Or at least he couldn't communicate to Castellanos what he needed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And that's where UVA, it just the snowball started rolling downhill. And Florida State couldn't tackle. And Miami's got enough athletes. I'm just afraid Carson Beck, if you don't get heat on him, he's just going to carve up FSU.
He's been good. There's no doubt. More on that game. Our picks, official picks on Friday. As Mike said, Wes Durham's going to join us, voice of our Atlanta Falcons, here in less than 10 minutes. Right now, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
The road to the college football playoff is not going to be an easy one for the dogs. But before we get to that, he says it's over. It's done. It's not happening anymore. Lane Kiffin talking about dynasties. He says Alabama with Coach Saban or even Kirby at Georgia, where they had rosters year in and year out. There would be a bunch of wins by 30 points in the conference. Those days are over. He also mentioned when I was at Alabama, and we forget, Lane was the OC there. He says, I'd go watch the outside linebackers, and there'd be like six of them over there who were first-round picks. He says, that's not going to happen anymore because if they don't play, they're going to leave. They can't keep them all anymore. Okay, so if that's true, and this is evened out, and Kirby even admitted as much after the Alabama game, talking about, guys, this is the new SEC we're in. This is the new college football world. Then, Mike, if that is the case, then this Rebel thing, being 5-0 and ranked number 4 in the country, is not a fluke. Because what he's telling you is there are going to be years like this where, hey, we're going to have a team that's on par with the Georgias and Alabama. It may not be every year,
right?
But because of what Lane's saying, you winning back-to-back or winning 3 of 5, you know, 3 in 5 years, it ain't happening, Mike.
No, I mean, I think you could agree with that. I mean, why do you think Saban got out of the business? I mean, that I think that speaks for itself. But the things we touched on yesterday, you know, talking with Connor Riley, he had some strong opinions, feeling he always felt that this was a younger Georgia team, especially on defense, that did not have the mettle to basically be a national champion this season. Check that out on Odyssey.com. But the depth, Kirby stacked depth, stars, you know, brain power, you know, how do you adjust, you know, not every coach can lose some assistance and be the same team. But to your point, yeah, you're not, you don't have the five-star on top of five-star, especially on the defense. So I think Lane's got a point there. I mean, the competition is so robust. You brought Oklahoma and Texas into your conference, recruiting the same guys you recruit, you know, not to mention the transfer portal and how that can be a great equalizer. So I agree with him.
Do you think Ole Miss is now a power? Look, Lane Kiffin's 49-18 at 6 seasons in Ole Miss. 49-18. This dude's winning a lot of games. Problem is, they're not in the playoff, Mike, and they're not winning national championships. But I think he's turned Ole Miss into a program that you got to pay real attention to now.
Right. The loss to Florida last year was inexcusable.
Yes.
That's what cost them their chance to be in the dance. Because, I mean, and they probably would have knocked out on strength of schedule Indiana.
I agree.
They would have been out.
They would have been in.
And you would have had Ole Miss in. But unfortunately, they, for whatever reason, inexplicably, that game in the swamp, they just couldn't handle it. But yeah, they, as long as they don't – see, that's the same thing for Georgia Tech. Don't lose a game you're not supposed to, like Wake. That wasn't a trap. As long as Lane Kiffin gets over that kind of thing, you know, because look, he can say, I know what it takes to beat Georgia. You know, granted, it was at home and it was sloppy, but Georgia didn't play well.
No, and we'll get a chance to see that this year. Now, as far as Georgia in the college football playoff, to say this is an easy road there, you get Kentucky this weekend, then you're at Auburn. Remember, two of the last three trips to Jordan Air, dogs only won by a touchdown. Tough place to get a victory. We know that. Then you host Ole Miss, and right now they're 4th in the country. Who knows, Mike, the way things are going, Miami loses, we just talked about it. Maybe they're 2 behind Ohio State by the time that game rolls around. Florida, not sure what you think about them, but Florida-Georgia is always interesting. At Miss State, and then you host number 9 Texas. What we're getting to is what looked like, hey, they'll be able to handle this schedule. It's going to be all right with what you've seen so far from Georgia. How do you feel about the remaining schedule and how that might play a role in them getting into the college football playoff? And more importantly, are we talking about Georgia being the 10th or 12th team in the college football playoff?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, this is where the Gunnar Stockton thing, where Bobo's got to get him to, if defenses throw the zone at you, having better interpretation that the ball's got to come out quicker, getting all your playmakers involved. Like, we talked about the execution. It just, that offense, it was okay, but that you left plays on the field. Any team's going to lose when you do that, regardless of what conference you're in. But, I mean, I know it sounds simple, but it is. Kirby's team didn't do their job, you know? And I said to Carl, and Kirby, of course, would poo-poo this in a heartbeat, but, you know, he says it, nothing doesn't mean nothing. But do you think he gets tight? You think that the coach staff gets tight when you're going up against the big A on, you know, I mean, the numbers on the helmet, I should say, and the big elephant?
Why not? I mean, look, the way you tell me it doesn't mean anything.
You really think I'm going to answer that?
Come on, Kirby. The way you say and prove to us that it doesn't mean anything is by the way you play. If you are, Mike, making the mistakes and certainly you're not error-free, you know, in your play, and it makes it seem as though maybe your coaching staff is tight, because the kids play like your coaching staff, guys. Like, that's why I was so, I don't even want to say amazed at what Alabama did. I felt like they were so confident in what they were doing going into that game, they came out a lot looser than Georgia. And you saw it in the way that their offense was flowing. So I don't know. I do think you're right. I want to see how they move forward. Kirby's been really good about losing and then rebounding. While we're talking dogs and Kirby, Lane Kiffin chimed in on UGA's fourth down play. Everybody's got an opinion. Oh, he went for it. He shouldn't go for it. Wrong play. Wrong personnel. Here's what Lane Kiffin said.
Don't rush it.
Here's what he said about the fourth down play for Georgia.
When you go really fast, like what Kirby eventually did there, he had to make the decision what to do, and then he must have told it to the coordinator, and the coordinator said, okay, run, gas, whatever, you know, put everybody into the boundary, run the zone play. And Coach Saban used to talk a lot about, like, there's two philosophies there, and you can go big, and you can go slower, and then you can get the right looks because you have time to check and go away from different looks, but you also got to block a lot of people when you do that.
We talked about asking two freshmen to block, and they didn't. And one guy missed, and you know, guys know what happened. The fact that Cash happened to be the ball carrier becomes academic when the guys up front don't get the job done.
That's right.
But the thing, it was Cash had people going, why is it him? Which kind of added on, like the cherry on top of the bad play execution Sunday.
Yeah. Either way, and again, maybe that play doesn't come back to haunt them. Look, if they go on to win a national championship, nobody's going to care about that fourth down play.
No, and as Connor said, you and I think we said this back in August, did you expect Georgia to run the table this year? No.
No, I did not. I did not. By the way, college football playoff national championship game, they announced today New Orleans is going to host in 2028. I'm looking at the game. So game has been in Atlanta twice. That was when they first started in 18, and again last year, 25, or this year, I believe, right? Was it last year? No, it's coming up. And then they'll make another appearance in South Florida, by the way, Hard Rock State.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Mike, New Orleans, Atlanta, Miami in the mix. You're seeing it. We're getting this game, national championship game, multiple times.
And the Atlanta Sports Council does a great job. I know that at some point when they get that new big facility in Nashville, they have a feeling that Nashville is going to have a bigger imprint on some of these games.
You're right.
Because that's an easily accessible area with, obviously, entertainment profile, etc.
2027, the game's going to Vegas.
Oof.
Allegiant Stadium for the national title.
Giddy up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.